Welcome to the Voice of Freedom, a ministry of ground up grace, where the daily message frees you for forgiven living.
Freedom for forgiven living is grounded at the cross, where Jesus takes all your sins upon himself and gives you, in exchange, his abounding grace. Let's listen together and see where his grace frees us today. Our verses for Monday, the 1st of August. The Old Testament reading comes from Isaiah 57, verse 19. Peace, peace to the far and the near, says the Lord, and I will heal them.
And from Romans 15, verse 33, the God of peace be with all of you.
So the word peace is obviously a theme in the two readings. In the first reading, it's the Lord speaking. In the second reading, it's Paul who wants the God of peace to be with all of us. And then the other thing in the first reading is to those who are far and near. He was writing this letter, Paul was, to the Romans. They were a long ways away from him. He didn't even know them. So they were far away. And of course, many of them were Gentiles. They weren't even Jews. So there's something about the fulfillment of the Isaiah word coming to pass in Paul's connection to the church at Rome.
Yes, and to think that this extends to everyone, this kind of peace that comes from Jesus Christ and from the blood of the everlasting covenant that he has done for us. This is a peace of reconciliation with God and then with others.
Mm-hmm.
And he's desiring, Paul is, that all of us have this peace. It's maybe a future for the whole world to be at this level with one another instead of contentions and other oppositional feelings and thoughts and plans getting in the way. It's quite a world that we would dream of having like this, but probably only in heaven with this kind of peace exist amongst all peoples everywhere.
Yeah, the problem, as we know, is that within us, there really isn't peace by nature. I am by nature at war. There's hostility in me, and that hostility that's in me, sometimes you experience it firsthand, Sonia, and that's not so good. And sometimes other people that experience it, usually I have given you such a heavy dose, I don't have anything left for people around me.
But I think the hardest thing is being in the atmosphere of someone like yourself at this, what you're describing, and feeling I have to sort of buffer this or try to make a reconciling wall to make it less difficult for the other people in the room to receive.
Right.
Which then actually stimulates my warring madness.
Yeah.
Your lack of peace stimulates my lack of peace.
That's true. And that then leads to no peace on earth and no peace in our home.
Yeah. And no goodwill.
Well, that's true too. So this evil thing within us that is so easily set ablaze by a little word or something is where God says, no, I want there to be this power that is peace. And Isaiah says it's to the far and to the near, to those like you're married to or you live with or your siblings or people close to you. Those are the near ones. But the far ones are people around the world beyond your scope who for whom you are praying, and you want to have these people experience healing, reconciliation, reunion, renewal. But it's the individual level that I think we need to talk about a little. Apart from Jesus Christ, we are under what we call the wrath of God. In other words, we think about God, we think of somebody that we're trying to please, that he's angry with us, and we try to do our best to make God feel good about us. And that is totally what people do who are under wrath. They have no peace, because they're always trying to make themselves look better to the eternal presence of the Lord. And that's what we call the law, too. you're under the law and you think it's all about you. So the opposite, of course, the fruit of being under grace, which is the opposite of under the law, is you have peace. When you have peace, that striving or that tension, the hostility within you, is removed. That's why so oftentimes in Paul's letters, he says, grace and peace be unto you. Because peace is the first fruit of experiencing God's grace. Mm-hmm. And that also provides healing. You know, when I've had problems, and I had problems yesterday, we were trying to do something with my two sons, and we were at a golf course, and the golf course benevolently offered a fourth person to golf with us who was going to be a really good guy. You'll really like him, I was told twice. I said, don't give me more law. Don't tell me how I'm supposed to feel about this person. I don't want golfing with us. Anyway, you can tell I was not at peace. Mm-hmm. It took a while for me to get
home. How was your game as a result?
Well,
you were swinging badly.
Yeah, I was having an internal swing fest with the club and all that. So don't have to go into that. But, of course, I was skipping church. I was doing this in the morning. And I told the boys, I thought we'd do something kind of for a spiritual renewal. I should have told the guy, yeah, you can go with us. You want? We'll be singing hymns and sharing the faith and all that, but I didn't. So anyway, I was fighting this thing inside for about 6 or 7 holes, and finally I realized, well, he has made a little bit of peace just being here. We not kind of are, my sons and I are getting along pretty well. They were in another cart. And I thought, well, this is kind of an answer to Sonia's prayer. She wanted us to have a pleasant morning. And so this guy and I realized he's the answer to Sonia's prayer.
Sorry about that.
I know. But I started laughing. I thought, well, if this man is a gift of God to me, then I need to treat him with the grace that a gift of God deserves. Mm-hmm. Changed my heart. Yeah. And I could listen to him and talk with him, ask him questions, share things with him, and even offered to pray for his daughter, with whom he has some troubles, his daughter-in-law, rather, by the time we were done golfing. So, but peace. And I guess I was healed. We had a healing.
There's so much in the Bible about Jesus being the Prince of Peace, of course. And then Ephesians 2 has these same themes about being brought near through the blood of Jesus and being preaching peace to those who are far off and peace to those who are near. Some of the same themes. And I know that we have to practice peace. Some of us, I think one of my spiritual gifts may be I'm a peacemaker. Now, at what cost? It isn't always a very healthy way of being a peacemaker, but that's because I tear myself up on the inside over trying to make peace, and then I carry things and I can't let go of them. So it's been a hard thing to live with because I don't like conflict.
Mm-hmm.
So being a peacemaker can have its can backfire, but I think we are called to bring peace to those around us and to work things out, to reconcile with one another. I mean, it's like all these kids that we've been with lately, our grandkids, there's always contention between them. And there's difficult, you know, bantering back and forth. I want this now. No, you do that. And then blaming. And you see right away the problem of the lack of peace.
It comes from your side of the family, Sonia.
It does. It totally does. But one thing I have learned that's really helped me to start the day with a sense of a welcoming prayer, welcoming God's love. But this is something that I received in a book that I read from Father Thomas Keating. It's called The Welcoming Prayer. And I'm just going to read it because this has helped me more than anything in the last months. And as I approach time with people that I know, and that's relatives usually, that it's going to be a little bit testy at times, and I'm going to have to watch what I say and not totally free to say what I feel, but how to couch it in something that's welcoming. this prayer has helped me, so I'm going to share it. I welcome everything that comes to me today because I know it's for my healing. I welcome all thoughts, feelings, emotions, persons, situations, and conditions. I let go of my desire for power and control. I let go of my desire for affection, esteem, approval, and pleasure. I let go of my desire for survival and security. I let go of my desire to change any situation, condition, person, or myself. And I open to the love and presence of God and God's action within. Amen.
Amen. And may that prayer that you prayed, Sonia, be the prayer on our lips today as we become the ministers of peace with people both near and far.
We will sing the first verse of When Peace Like a River on page 75.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, you have taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul.
Whatever your daily grind may be, know that you are grounded in the grace of Jesus Christ.
Yes, I am.